everything can be corrected as possible before then, so we don't have to waste a lot of money and time with the auditors having to redo it.
Well, they're going to do it. That's going to be the byproduct of what they do, is to find if there's anything that's understated or overstated, then they make recommendations for adjustment.
Okay, and then another question, again, I haven't had a chance to review everything in all of the detail, but for the WBI and WPFW, it looks like a lot of the revenue is still being reported in the wrong line item, I guess, in listener support.
Right.
Because there's a number of them that are still showing blanks.
Yes. I just got a, when I send this information to the local station GMs, I've got a response from the GM PFW letting me know that she might have the breakdown of that, and I told her to work with the business manager and our controller to reclassify that those revenue. Now, in our next report, in our next report, you might be able to see some kind of slight changes on the breakdown of that line number 9, listener support, and some of them will be reallocated or reclassified into the different categories. So that you might see that later on the year. BAI,
BFK too.
BAI is the same way. I think the general manager there is working, and I think he already initiated some reports that will show the breakdown of that. But that would be that would involve reclassifying those revenue. But I think the revenue itself, the total will not change, but the breakdown of each category will.
Right, okay. Well, it would helpfully have the breakdown correct. And I guess another quick question. I haven't a chance to look at all those payables, but is there any, and the cash flow, is there anything, any scary things we need to be aware of about cash flow problems coming up in the next month or two? Bills that have to be paid soon and we don't, might not have the cash for it?
Well, the concerns that I have involves three units, WBAI, KPFK, and the archives. And I think we discussed this in the last meeting. PRA, for example, if they do not generate enough more than just the central services, then they might not be able to sustain not even their payroll. I mean, even their payroll. So there is a underlying problem with the archives operations right now that we need to address. KPFK has also some financial issues. That's mainly because there were some expenses that were not budgeted, that were committed to, and so at the same time that the revenue, the actual income was falling behind budget and projections. So that's, you know, a double whammy. And then and BAI is the same way. Although BAI has expenses are pretty much controlled, the actual income that's coming in shows a shortfall, and so the expenses, if you have expenses that are on target but you have a revenue that's falling behind, then you might experience the a financial difficulty.
But is WBAI going to have a cash problem with
the transmitter?
Yeah, yeah. So we are at time on the CFO report, and Bill, you've had a good chunk of it. So if someone wants to move to extend, I'll entertain that motion now. But I would like us to move down the stack, and you can get back on it if you want later, Bill. I would ask you to stick to questions and not advice to the CFO. Does anyone wish to extend the CFO report?
Arpal?
How long, Arpal?
Let's give it 10 minutes.
Okay, Arpal's moved a 10-minute extension. Is there an objection?
Yes.
It's not debatable. Let's have a vote. Harpal?
Okay. Okay, the motion is to extend the time for this item. Lydia Brezon. Lydia Brezon. Okay. Adriana Kasana.
Pass.
Pass. Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Brian
Hello?
Edwards Teeker.
Abstain.
This is Lydia. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we'll come back to you. Brian, Marcus Jeter. R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman. Tony Norman, okay. Michael Novick.
No.
Serene Roberts.
No.
Raul Salvador.
No.
Barbara Wipperman.
No.
Lydia Brezon.
No.
Is there anybody I missed? Adriana Kasanov?
No.
No. Okay, and I don't think I missed anybody else. All right, 2-4, 6 against, 1 abstention.
Extension fails. We're on to new business. The subject is the budget timeline for 2015. Budget preparation should be starting right now. Our Paul helpfully sent out a link to the last budget timeline that was in effect. Has everyone had a chance to look at that document?
No.
All right.
Can you tell us when it was sent again, please?
I'm sorry, Serene, I couldn't understand you. Can everyone who's not Serene please mute? What was your question, Serene?
If you could remind us when it was sent. I know I saw it, but when was it sent?
I will look that up. It was sent one day ago, April 27th. It would be 7:20 Eastern.
Thanks.
From you, Brian?
From R. Paul. So I will summarize it real fast. The timeline is March 20th. The CFO meets with treasurers to outline budget development, and treasurers issue a call for budget priorities. April 30th, by April 30th, the LSBs identify and rank budget priorities. By May 31st, the general managers and business managers, in consultation with various parties, generate first draft budgets and give them to the CFO. By June 30th, the CFO compiles and distributes draft consolidated network budget. By July 31st, the LSBs review and approve their local budgets. The National Finance Committee reviews and approves the national budget. By August 7th, the CFO distributes a draft final budget to the Finance Committee for approval. By August 31st, the National Finance Committee makes its budget recommendations to the Pacifica National Board. By September 7th, the CFO distributes the final proposed budget to the PNB, and by September 30th, the PNB adopts a budget for all units for the fiscal year that begins the next day. So, one thing we have different from prior years is that what we did with central services this last budgeting round, and I personally think it was good, but of course it was my proposal, was that we changed the way central services work. So we first started with an assessment of the national office's need, and then distributed central services according to that need. In other words, it's need-based budgeting for the national offices instead of opportunity-based budgeting for the national office. And then the stations budgeted around that level of central services. were we to go through a similar process this year with central services for next year, we would need to complete a preliminary budget for the national office earlier than for the stations, not in parallel to the stations, so that the stations know what they're working around. Alternatively, we could just carry over the same formula from last year and hope it meets the national office's needs. Thoughts?
Arpal?
Go ahead, Arpal.
Yeah. I think given the list of payables, given all the information we do have, I think we need to at very least ballpark, you know, what national office is going to need if we're going to do it this way again. So I don't think we can just roll over what we've had. Also, there is the issue of this lumping of revenue, which will affect some stations because the levy is done on listener support. And, you know, if listener support has everything, that could be a problem. So we also have to somehow get that rectified before we can implement the, the past 4 years thing again. So there are those two considerations.
Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. So I think the national office is going to be a little occupied in the next few weeks, and I think that stations should begin to do some of the budgeting. I don't, this is my first year on the NFC. I don't know how different the numbers we came up with for this fiscal year were from previous years. Was it an average of 4 or 5 years, or how did we come up with the numbers?
We used an average of several previous years to determine what each station's share of central services would be.
I'd be happy with going forth with a similar formula. I think it's good. It's easier for the national office to plan whatever that percentage is going to be or whatever that number is going to be for the various stations. I think it's useful to have an exact number to work with. Well, more or less exact number to work with, and I think the same is for the archives. So I would propose that we continue with a fixed rate.
Michael, do the sec.
Michael?
I think that the fixed rate idea is good. The question is what to fix it at. And I do think we need to have a clear idea of what the needs are in the national office that have to be met. And in general, I think the budgeting has to be based, first of all, on what needs to be done and then figure out how to raise the money to do it. I think that the national office should start its budgeting process, too. I mean, kind of more or less in tandem. I agree with Serene that the stations also need to start. But in both cases, I think that the budget process needs to be more strategic than it has been in the past, not just kind of looking at the numbers. Last year, the big problem we ran through is we had no numbers. And so the budgets weren't actually adopted until the fiscal year had already begun. And we really need to avoid that happening again. So we should get into this budgeting process as rapidly as possible. But I do think that having the national office determine what it needs and then figuring out how we can meet that need is the right way to do it. But the same should go for the stations, too.
Let me ask you, Raul, what is a reasonable time frame for you to produce a draft national office budget?
I think it will not take that long, probably in the next few weeks. I could dedicate some time to come up with a preliminary budget because we kind of know what we're facing, basically, what's going on here at the national office. We have a pretty good idea on our needs here. I think it's a given. We know what the affiliate revenues our SBA income, our expenses. So we pretty much have that information, and we could easily put together a budget.
So looking at our upcoming meetings, we have meetings in May on the 12th and the 26th of May. Do you think you could have a preliminary national office budget ready for review by May 26th?
Yeah, I think I can have, I can do that. Yeah, I could do that. I think that's not too bad. I think we should have it in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
I think that would help. It would also... there's a motion pending at the National Board that whatever happens to it, I think, needs discussion in this committee, which is to change how SCA income is credited and distributed. And if it comes out of the national office's pocket and goes back to the stations, we'll have to adjust central services accordingly so as not to bankrupt the national office. So it would be helpful to have all those figures as background for that conversation whenever we get to it. Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Of course, I'm not on the PNB, but is the PNB still planning to have a discussion about strategic planning at the in-person meeting? And that I'm assuming that might affect the way you need a budget for the national office. I don't know what will come out of it, but if you decide to do more development or less or something else, would that be too late to work it into the national office budget?
Who are you directing your question to, Bill?
Well, I guess anybody. I guess Raul primarily, but the one point is if the strategic planning discussion comes up with some things that are going to cost some money hopefully produce some revenue, can that be worked into the national office budget and I guess the station budgets also? Because that's in June, correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess the strategic planning schedule is not going to happen until June, but we wanted to have a preliminary budget by the next meeting on the 26th of May. So I guess whatever we learn from that meeting, we could probably adjust the national office budget, but I think we have a good idea on our needs and basically with what Brian was saying that there might be some proposal at the PNB level about the subcarrier income, which is one of the primary sources of revenue at the national office, then everything will change then at that point. So that should be taken into consideration.
Yeah, okay. And I don't want you to hold up the budgeting for the national office, but yeah, let's have some flexibility in case something's identified in-person meeting.
Well, I think first and foremost, I think the expenses, the level of expenses is a primary item in this budgeting process for the national office. And then whatever the revenue, then we could just plug that in. Whatever the effect of the motion or whatever the proposal.
Okay, thank you.
Barbara for the stack.
Go ahead, Barbara.
Well, I have two things. One is when you're talking about the SCA income, I don't want to have the whole discussion of whatever the PNB is talking about, but is it... mentioning an old idea that used to be around that this was supposed to be a savings account for major needs of different stations?
No.
No. Something else. Okay. And the other thing that I wanted to bring up is this really is a big problem of stations not separating their income and having very big listener support categories, which probably need to be spread out amongst the other accounts, income accounts. Is there any, is anybody thinking realistically about how this can be fixed?
Well, I don't, folks, I don't think it's a big problem for our central services calculation, because if, say, 2014 hasn't been recategorized right by the time we have to divvy up central services, then we just base them on a rolling average through 2013.
Mm.
You know, we just start and end the clock earlier on the average. It's not ideal, but it's not
okay,
unfair.
So we can get around this somehow.
Right.
And there is, I think, some talk of changing the whole damn accounting system. Correct?
That I'll answer that. That was kind of, we're playing with the idea of doing that since our grade plane is kind of obsolete or outdated. We are thinking, again, thinking about getting a new system.
Okay.
Budget permitting.
But that is a topic for another agenda item.
Right, right.
If it rises to the level of being a topic. Anyone else
Michael,
on the budget schedule?
Yeah.
Michael?
Yes.
We have
just
5 minutes remaining in the meeting. Anyone else want to be on stack? Okay, Michael, go ahead.
I just sent a revision, suggested a revision of the budget timeline as an email. Basically what it does is it says it takes item A, which is the CFO meets with treasurers, and change that to May 15th. Change B, local finance budget committee's deadline to identify and rank priorities, to May 31st. Item C, GMs and business managers in collaboration with local finance budget committee CFO generate draft station budgets to June 15th.
What was that?
Item C, general managers and business managers in collaboration with local finance and budget committee and CFO generate draft budget station budgets and submit to CFO for review the date of after June 15th. And then the rest of the dates the same, the 30th for D, the 31st for E, August 7th, August 11th, September 11th, then the 30th. In other words, it compresses the first three items, given that we haven't started on March, whatever it was that we were supposed to, and says the first one would be by May 15th for the CFO to meet with the treasurers and presumably the general managers, and then proceed from there with a couple of shorter timelines, and then go back to the, starting with item D, go back to the regular schedule so that we complete the process before the fiscal year begins. So I just sent that as an email.
Oh, sorry, Michael.
Okay. I take it you brought that up as a motion, Michael?
Yes. As I'm saying, I'm making it as a motion. I sent it as an email to the list.
Sure.
Paul, did you have a question?
I was just ascertaining whether that was an actual motion at the moment, and I'm looking
for
the email.
That's my motion to revise the existing timeline as follows. And I don't think I've received it myself yet, but I did send it a couple of minutes ago.
All right. Michael, I want to propose an amendment to your timeline.
Sure.
In addition to item B, May 31st, insert the sentence, National Finance Committee completes its recommendation on the central services formula for the coming year.
This is Serene. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Serene.
I'd like to get on the stack.
There is no stack, so you're at the top of it.
Okay, great. The first of those dates was May 15th.
Yeah.
We have the new IED coming in on May 11th. We might want to push that back a little so that there can be some communication between the CFO and the ID and the ED. Sorry, getting my title mixed up here.
Mm-hmm. Great.
The first line doesn't involve the IED.
You're supposed to hit the deck running anyway, you guys.
Let me read to you what the first line says. CFO meets with treasurers to outline budget development process and paperwork submission requirements.
And your second date was the 30th of May, Michael? I'm sorry, I'm not online, so I don't see your thing. Okay.
Yeah, 31st. I changed the 31st and the 30th. CFO meets with judges is May 15th, May 31st. The local finance committees identifies local priorities. June 15th, the general manager and business manager. So where did you want to add the NFC?
Brian?
I just sent that. It would be the end of item B.
Okay.
And you should have copy in your inbox on that amendment now. Or Paul.
Could you read that sentence again?
It's all coming in. Still waiting for the email to grind through. Brian, on your thing, it's your amendment is to insert the sentence, quote, NFC completes its recommendation on central services formula for FY16 before what?
To add it at the end of the line. Line B, May 31st.
Line B. Okay, I got that. I'm still waiting for the email to pop in.
That's where mine hasn't appeared yet. I haven't gotten it either, but it's labeled proposed timeline adjustment for FY 2016 budget.
Yeah, I see both yours and Brian, Michael.
Oh, you got it. Okay. Let me just look at things I send myself. I had that problem before.
Okay, we are at time on the meeting, which forces us to go to a vote on the amendment and then the motion, unless there is a proposal to extend time.
First of all, there's an objection to voting until we really get it nails you. I think we can, if we have to extend, let's extend, you know, a few minutes so that the emails can come in and we can read it out. Everybody will hear it, and so will the stream, and then we will fight about it next
time. I hear you. I'm certainly not going to call a vote till we have clarity on what we're voting on. But I'm saying that we will not have any discussion on the merits unless there's a motion to extend, nor will we entertain any further amendments. So I'm opening up the opportunity to make a request to extend time if anyone wants to.
I move we extend for 10 minutes.
Wipperman moves a 10-minute extension. Does anyone object to that?
Not happy, but I don't object.
Okay, hearing no objection, we're now extended until 10:11 Eastern. Our Paul, how are your emails doing?
Trying to bring it up. So I have to go between the word processor and the email, and there is a press of spam and malware, as usual, and my antiviral, et cetera, is grinding through that.
Chair?
Not any second.
Chair?
Yes, Serene?
Can you inquire whether other members have received it? We don't really need the detail of this process.
It doesn't matter. He's the one who makes the minutes.
And Bill for the stack.
Bill, you can go ahead while our Paul is scrambling through his emails. We do have further time to discuss. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I understand maybe it'd be kind of slow on or behind on some certain things, but I'm reluctant to shift some of it like by a month. For example, the ranking the budget priorities, waiting until May 31st, because it's going to compress the later things. And so like every year we run out of time towards the summer for the stations to review their budgets and to get them approved, and then the NFC doesn't get them soon enough and holds up adoption of the overall budgets. And, you know, one of the continuing problems we have in audits frequently is the auditor frequently notes that we don't have an approved budget by the end of the fiscal year.
Yeah, just speak to that. The compression is all at the top. After D, it's all the same as the normal timeline.
Right, I see that, but I'm just not sure that's, I hope that's possible. I'm reluctant to say give the stations another month. They should be going on this stuff already. Ranking the budget priorities and that sort of thing.
Has KPFT ranked its budget priorities yet?
We started. We didn't have quorum at our last meeting, but we discussed that.
So are you going to have it done by April 30th?
We have that started.
No.
Not by April 30th, but I think we'll have it done well before May 31st.
But so you're not going to meet the deadline that's in the old timeline?
Right. But I'm just saying I don't think we should shift it by as much, by a whole month.
Okay.
Well, if we do it, we just have to be aware that's going to, create an extra crunch in May and June.
The point of something or other.
What is your something or other, Barbara?
Well, I thought Bill was given time now for the things he didn't get in at the end of the last discussion. He didn't want us to end. But now what he's doing is advocating for a certain point of view about what we're talking about right now.
It's called debate. He's allowed to do it.
Oh, I've had enough of your debate tonight, Bill.
Well, I don't understand what your objection is,
let's not get into colloquy.
Yeah.
Arpal, do you have the amendments in hand so that we're clear what we will be voting on and what we are debating?
It looks like it's here. Okay, let me... Okay.
I forwarded to you separately, Arpal.
Okay, so... Hold on. Okay, so what we have is... Okay, have you redone the entire thing? Yes.
I changed the first three dates.
Okay, how to put
it? I sent the whole thing. The only thing that's changed is A, B, and C.
I have a point of information.
Can you... Okay, how about relisting? You say, and I will swipe types as fast as I can, like item A to the date. Just say it that way. Count to three and let me do that.
Sure. Item A, deadline May 15th, who initiates CFO. The action is meet with the treasurer to outline the budget development process. That's the same as it was. It's the only thing that changes the date. Item B, the deadline is May 31st. Again, the only change being the date. Local finance and budget committees are responsible, and the actions identify and rank budget priorities in order of importance. And then to that, I think Brian is adding the NFC developed the...
No, I added that to item C, May 31st.
Oh, okay, sorry. All right. Huh? May 31st, didn't you say that?
B.
That's B.
That's B, oh. Brian.
Sorry, I'm looking at the wrong document.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's A to...
Item C, the new deadline would be June 15th. The general managers and business managers in collaboration with local finance and budget committees and the CFO generate draft station budgets and submit to CFO for review. And everything after that is the same.
Okay, so Brian's amendment then becomes insert sentence, quote, NFC completes its recommendation on central services formula for FY16 before the end of line C?
Correct.
Before beginning C?
No.
You'd said B.
You still want that for May 31st, Brian? That's B.
Yes, May 31st, line B. Line B the proposed change.
Right, so it stays B. So what I have then is, the main motion is to revise the FY16 budget timeline as follows. Item A to 5 to May 15th, item B to May 31st, and add, not in there yet, and item C to June 15th, and we're only changing the dates. We're not adding anything in there in the main motion, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
The amendment from Brian.
Information, please.
The amendment from Brian is to insert the sentence, quote, NFC completes its recommendation on central services formula for FY16 before the end of line B. That's what I got.
Correct. Serene, what's your question?
A question to Michael. So in G, I'm seeing August 11th. You meant August 31st, correct?
I didn't change anything there. Whatever was there, I left the way it was. That's the original time.
Okay, well,
anything after June 30th is the original timeline.
The email I received from you shows the 11th, August 11th. I'm assuming you meant to type August 31st.
No, I didn't type anything. I just copied the original timeline that was sent.
Okay, can someone look at item G in Michael's email? And maybe it's my computer.
No, no, I'm saying all I did was copy and paste into the email.
Michael, an unfathomable force has altered that line in the course of cutting and pasting. Yeah.
Right.
So
he is August 11th.
Hold on. Barbara, we need one chair here. Okay. So we're just clarifying your motion. We can take this as a Scrivener's error. In the original document, it's the 31st. Is that your intent?
Yes. I didn't change anything else, but what I changed at the beginning.
Thank you for catching that, Serene. Paul, did you catch it as well? Or you're working from the original timeline, right?
What I have is a motion to change.
Perfect.
I'm not including,
it's all copacetic.
Yeah, yes. I'm not including the rest of it.
Okay, great. We have 1 minute left. What's on the floor is my amendment to insert that sentence. Is there anyone who wishes to object to it? All right. Then the amendment carries, and what we have is Michael's motion, which is as amended, which is the three date changes plus the inserted sentence from me. Does anyone object to that or wish to debate it in the 45 seconds we have left? I'm hearing no objection, so I'll take the new timeline as approved.
Yay!
Thank you, everybody, for a productive meeting. Thank you, Raul. I think if I add up the years, I have been involved in governance for 8 years total, and this is the most financial information I've had at my disposal, which is both tragic and hopeful. Thank you for all your work. I will see you all on May 12th. And send me any agenda items you'd like included in the next meeting.
All right.
We're now adjourned.
Good night.
All right.